Let me ask you something. Are you really allowing yourself to play full out? Are you really allowing yourself to go to the edge of what you know you're capable of? Are you really using your full capacity, or are you not? Because most women aren't. And that's a real problem because it costs them their aliveness. And I know that a lot of women think that if they do more and if they lean in a bit more and if they allow themselves to be stretched a bit more, then they will eventually end up in burnout or do too much, or they won't have time for their family or whatever. But there's a flip side to that, because if you don't allow yourself to really be operating at the level you could be operating at, it will cost you your aliveness. And I see that everywhere with friends, with colleagues, with the clients that come to me. It will cost you your aliveness. And not only that, it will cost you your confidence, because if you never allow yourself to operate at peak capacity, and I don't mean working as many hours per day as you can, and you know that. What I mean is doing the uncomfortable things. Doing things that you even know you can be doing. You're like, God, I don't even know if I can handle this, but that's why I'm trying it. Because if that's what you're thinking, then that is a sign that you should be doing exactly that. Because why the heck would you be doing what you already know is going to work? That's boring as fuck. Well, first of all, but it's also not motivating. And it's not going to help you grow. Like, the only times I've been miserable in my business was when I didn't allow myself to really go for it. It was when I just pressed the repeat button. Like, well, I've done this before. I know it's going to work. Let me just repeat it. Well, boring. That worked. But it left me feeling empty. It left me feeling bored. It left me feeling like I wasn't really living. And every time I dared to stretch myself, every time I dared to launch that podcast, launch that offer, work with that caliber of client, go to that business conference, put myself in a room with these people that were so much further ahead than I was, well, that's when I came alive. That's what made me lean in a bit more. That's what awoke me again. So if you're not allowing yourself to play full out, if you're not allowing yourself to get into the arena, if you're sitting on the sidelines just watching, in German we say Zaungast, which is basically somebody hanging on the fence, like sitting on the fence, watching what everybody else is doing on Instagram, or what everybody else is launching, what everybody else is saying on their podcast, what everybody else is earning, whatever, but not being in the field herself. But hello, why aren't you playing? Like, where are you? Why aren't you joining? Like, why are you sitting on the fence? Because it costs you so much more than it does to be playing in the arena. It costs you your confidence for sure. It costs you your experience for sure. Because on the fence, you're not learning anything new. And that is something I want to talk about. And that is failing. The fastest way to live the way of your, like the not the way, but the life of your dreams is to fail. Fail faster. The more you're failing, the better, because the more you're learning and the faster you're learning. If you really want to grow at rapid rates, well, then start stacking failures. Failure stacking is what you're looking for then. Because in the time that you are overthinking everything, somebody on the, I don't know, on the other side of the world is doing the same thing. And she's failing at it, but then she learns something from it. So while you sit overthinking everything. She's already done 5 trials. So now she's 100 steps ahead of you. Let that sink in, because of the experience, because she dared to do something and just find out what it is in a process, instead of overthinking every little step until you've overthought the aliveness out of everything. So are you really playing full out? Are you allowing yourself to get in the arena? Are you allowing yourself to be seen? Are you allowing yourself to be feedbacked? Are you allowing yourself to be embarrassed? Are you allowing yourself to blush on a call? Are you allowing yourself to launch a podcast and stumble upon your words? Are you allowing yourself to coach a really experienced client? Not clients that you like could be coaching in your lunch break, but people that are like difficult to coach. Eye level. People that are challenging you. Are you allowing yourself to do that? Or are you just playing it safe? Because it costs you so much more to play it safe than it does to be playing at your edge. You think you're going to be hurt. You think you're going to be overwhelmed. You think you're going to be overstressed when you put in the 6th gear and really allow yourself to operate at the level you can be operating at. Well, that's actually not true. The opposite is true. You're hurting if you don't. It's costing you your momentum. It's costing you your aliveness. It's costing you your growth. It's costing you your learning experience. It's costing you your wisdom if you don't. And seriously, you have nothing to lose. You have nothing to lose. Even if you've already built something fantastic for yourself, as I have, even if you already have a reputation in the industry, well, great. You still have nothing to lose. You don't. And I want to be very clear, we live in times where everything moves so fast. I had a talk with one of my clients who works in AI, in tech. And what she said was like, wow, like everything is moving so fast. And I'm not saying you should be jumping on everything and now you should be using Claude instead of ChatGPT, because that's whatever. That's not what I'm saying. But you'll have to agree that if you're like hesitating, coasting, doubting, letting another week go by, well, you're actually not just behind. You're gonna have problems catching up. And I'm not saying this to scare anyone. This is just a wake-up call that you have to be moving. If you're not in progress mode, you're actually not standing still. You're stagnant. There is no such thing as, well, I'm just in a neutral mode. No, there is no neutral mode. You are growing or you're stagnant, because the world around you is moving faster than ever. So there is no neutral mode. There is just you operating at your peak capacity, being nervous, doing the things that scare the shit out of you. You know what? I had such a great memory in mind before I hit the record button on this one. It was a couple of years ago and I did something really crazy. And I can't tell you what it was, but it made me feel so alive. I couldn't sleep for days. I've never felt that alive. And even if it doesn't succeed, whatever it is, it's worth trying just because of that feeling. So are you operating at your peak capacity or are you not? If not, why? Hello? Where are you? Like, we honestly need you. The world needs you. The world needs what you have to say. The world needs your unique skills, interests, perspective, wisdom. Where are you? Please, show up today as if your fucking life depends on it, because it actually does. And if you're doubting if you should be doing something because it scares you a little, well, then that's a sign that that's definitely something you should be doing now.